Following audio podcast may contain adult themes and language and is suitable only for mature audiences.
What's happening, swinging cats and kooky groovy girls out there?
Kooky groovy girls.
When was that song made?
Which decade did we switch back to?
Are we not back in the 70s?
He went 50s, then 70s, then I don't know.
That's a classic. You can't say no to a classic. I want to welcome everyone to the inaugural episode of Podzilla 1985 After Dark, 1985 AD. Whatever I decided to put on the logo for the show.
It's still up in the air because I haven't drawn it yet.
Still, yeah.
I have an idea. Like a guy looking through the blinds, and then on one of the blinds, Podzilla, AD.
No.
Actually, I kind of like that. I'm not going to lie.
Well, I mean, so, to stick in theme, I'd have to make it like Godzilla-esque.
So Godzilla's looking through blinders at you. That's creepy.
Or we could just have this as a new character and call him Peaky Blinders.
Yes, it's based on a true story, the Rob Marler story.
I mean, I wasn't going to put him on blast, but
it's a very creepy story.
It's not like anybody saw him.
Here's why we changed the show. We retired Tanner Thursday, except for when the man himself is here, because Tanner Thursday should be a special event and not something we just throw around willy-nilly, like executive orders. So we're saving that from now on for when the man himself, Tanner Calvert, is here. In the meantime, this is Podzilla 1985 After Dark, the uncensored. This is like Extreme Rules, Dalton. This is no holds bar.
No.
And if you think that this episode's going to be a little different and that we're going to get a little crazy on Thursdays.
You're wrong.
No. You're fucking right.
If it's not Extreme Rules, then it's One Night Stand, because Extreme Rules is what they did to like make it less like extreme.
You're flipping right.
See? Yeah, that would be Extreme Rules. This would be one
Hi,
of the
Jesse,
one night
how
stands.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Lindsay, how are you?
So, new show name, same cast. The excitement ends at the intro, I promise you. I'm Shannon Young. I'm your host, although I should have a special name for this show. Let's call me Mr. 69.
No.
All you have to do is say 69 and you break Dalton.
I wasn't expecting it.
You never are. It could be the most obvious joke on the planet, and you're still just like...
And it is, usually, every time. Next to me is the Big D, and that takes a whole new meaning now. Dalton Anthony.
Yo.
Jesse Kimball down at the end of the table.
What's up?
And then Lindsay Wolf Kong.
Hi.
Who was in for just a treat.
Yeah.
Because if this is the 70s, and you look like that...
Uh-oh. Especially with the music you got going on.
Yeah.
Just be happy you don't have like the exposition in front of it where it's just like, oh, that got weird really quick, and then the music. Oh, I really hope you don't add that into the show.
No, unfortunately,
please,
I didn't
don't.
Save it. I didn't
I'm
save
gonna
it.
I'm going to veto that real fast.
Because I don't want to have to pay royalties to somebody.
I didn't save it. First off, happy birthday to Lindsay Wolfgang. It was
a
her
day
birthday
late.
Yesterday, but you weren't on Pro Wrestling Unscripted.
No, because
so.
I'm not a wrestling head.
With that sweet, sweet new logo we got going, that NWO style.
Yup. Going to have to buy that shirt.
Yeah, can't wait for that shirt to come out.
Get it finished being like tweaked.
Well, it looked pretty tweaked.
I mean, I just basically have to make it a transparent file and upload it.
Well, hurry before Trump takes your rights away to go transparent.
What?
Wait a minute. We were talking about action figures tonight.
We are going to talk about action figures, but first...
We are going to talk about action figures.
Lindsay's
first.
Birthday.
Oh, cool. We'll talk about Lindsay's birthday.
Yeah, because we embarrassed Allie on her birthday.
I already knew this was coming.
Well, I'm not going to embarrass you. I could tell...
Oh, you could tell all kinds of stories.
I could tell all kinds of stories.
But I would like to think that you would at least be somewhat nice...
It is the day after her birthday.
All right.
Well, that just means it's not important anymore. It's the day after her birthday.
And honestly, I still hold the record for worst birthday on air.
You do?
Oh, yeah. The election.
November 8th was my birthday, remember?
Oh,
yeah. That's all you wanted for your birthday.
It was, and you were
we
denied.
Tried.
I was denied so hard.
God said no, as he usually does. I could tell
the Republican Party said no.
They think it's the same
guy.
No, we're talking about action figures today. Stop it.
We will.
So let's
this
see
is
what
how Thursday works, buddy.
Yeah, it's all
I was promised.
What exactly did you tell him? Because I have a feeling that he didn't get the same memo as the rest
of us.
No,
he did. Dalton has a bunch of toys in front of him. Like, he actually brought toys.
Yes, I thought about doing it too, but I had work.
I haven't told any embarrassing stories about Lindsay yet.
Okay.
And I'm trying to, like, which ones I can tell that's not going to upset her. Like, the time she flooded my home. Here's what happened.
You can tell that story.
So when Lindsay and I first moved in together, we lived in a trailer with my parents.
Yes.
That was fun. And we had a washer and dryer, and then the washer did not work properly. So the way that you would operate the washer is you had to take a hose, stick it in the top of it, turn it on.
And manually fill
it. Manually fill it till it was ready. Well, Lindsay forgot about it. And we walked, I just hear her crying. I go in there and I look, and the entire like room and part of the trailer is flooded because she left the
There's
hose on the entire time.
There's just squishy carpet everywhere.
And she cried and cried because she thought my parents were going to kill her. I don't think they ever knew about it.
Oh, I felt so bad.
There was the time that Lindsay put on her bathrobe and there was a wasp in the sleeve.
No, it was the back.
It
was my back.
And it stung her on the shoulder and she again cried. She cries a lot.
Oh, I'm pretty sure I like yelled at that one.
I would cry at that.
It hurt a lot. It was like right in my shoulder blade too. I had to teach this one over here how to like mix up baking soda to like pull the stuff out.
I was an apothecary for a little while. It was pretty interesting.
Whenever I was a kid, it was always tobacco and water. You make a...
Ew!
I heard that too. That's what I always heard was tobacco.
That'll pull the poison out.
Yeah. You chew the tobacco even and you put it right on the wound. But
ew.
I don't chew tobacco.
I'm glad I come from a non-smoking house.
Yeah, I didn't. So the one time that I got stung, the only time I've ever been stung in my life was when I stepped on a ground hornet nest.
Ouch.
Oh.
I got stung 8 times on each leg.
Ow! Nope.
Yeah, then fortunately there were a lot of smokers around, so they just took apart a couple of cigarettes, mixed the tobacco with some water, made a nice little paste out of it, put it all over my legs.
And
I was fine.
Some gross, nasty stuff on your legs.
And that was back when I was nose blind to tobacco, so
we
fair
had
enough.
That trailer we lived in was just swarming with hornets and wasps, and I stepped on one once
That's
with no shoes on or socks, and he stung me right on the bottom of my foot. Why are you checking your watch so much?
I was checking to see what time
it
was.
Yeah, I remember that one because I had to help you get the stinger out of that one.
All right, so Dalton, here on the new Thursday show, tell us about your dick.
What?
We were talking about action figures. I was, after PWU last night, you said, hey, we're going to talk about action figures that make us happy. Are you going to be on? I said, yes, if we talk about action figures. We've already went way off that. We're talking about Wasp.
No, we haven't even gotten there yet.
We're only 7 minutes in, man. This is expected from our audience.
You act like...
No, this is apparently expected from you.
Okay, before we get into toys, I got a couple things I want to talk about. Just want to mention.
I don't like this.
Just want to mention.
Okay.
One.
Yeah.
One.
Okay.
Kellyanne Conway should absolutely be fired from her position. Did you hear what happened?
She won't be.
Please tell.
She plugged Ivanka Trump's clothing line during an interview with Fox News from the White House.
What?
Yeah, because it got pulled from...
Nordstrom.
Yeah, it got pulled from Nordstrom.
And a lot of other places, to be fair.
Yeah, and so Kellyanne Conway was talking about it, and then she went ahead and told everybody that they should all buy Ivanka's clothes.
She has some. They're great. You can find them online.
Oh, my goodness.
Sean's,
which is huge issue.
Huge ethics problem.
Yeah.
Of White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer said that she has been counseled. You know what that reminds me of, Jesse, is when a customer would call GameStop and say, well, this employee gave me this much on trades, was very rude to me. And we would go, okay, well, I'm going to give him a talking to. And then we'd hang up the phone and high five.
Yeah.
Mine was
because that's the downside of our ethics committee. The ethics committee, you know, they're the ones that brought it to the attention and said, like, no, that's not okay. They don't have any real power, though.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because they wanted to get rid of the committee altogether.
Oh, yeah.
I was the ethics committee at Hastings. So it was always just like, oh, this person did something bad. All right, cool. I'll talk to him. I was just like, hey, do me a favor. You see that person come in, just don't deal with him anymore.
Yeah. Well, most of the people didn't come back to GameStop. And then when they did and they saw the person that bothered them, they would always have that look of, why are they still here? And I would just shrug emoji.
Just because they had a talking to doesn't mean they were fired.
The Hunter group chat like, meh.
I have other things to talk about.
All right.
So this is a spoiler for It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
I haven't got to watch it yet.
Oh, but I really
want to
talk
about it. Did you watch another one, or is this the one we watched the other day?
No, this one
is
I just...
Is this the newest season?
Yes.
Yeah.
I saw it online. It was in my feed.
Okay.
So they spoiled it for me. If you don't want this It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia spoiler, please skip ahead about 2 minutes.
But this doesn't work for me because I'm right here.
Yeah, well, you're going to hear it.
Okay.
So in the newest episode, because there's a point to this. In the newest episode, Mac is officially gay.
He was officially gay at the end of last season.
I know, right?
But they backed out of it.
Well, I remember that.
Now it's full on. In the newest episode, Frank apparently saves his life by getting his attention by yelling out, "Watch out, faggot."
That's awful!
And then the episode is about whether or not it's okay to say words like that if it's to help someone. Which also, in the same episode, they have a black ethics person they're talking to about it, who they're trying to figure out how they could have possibly offend her in the same way to make her understand, in which Charlie calls her nigger.
God.
So my question to you guys is...
Well, seeing that Frank really wanted to say that word in the episode you and I watched the other day...
Has It's Always Sunny gone too far?
Are they on FXXX?
They are, but like, is it funny or is it just shock humor?
Did you laugh?
Point? I didn't watch the episode yet.
Oh.
I just heard this happen. I read the it was all over the internet. The big story was Max Gay, but also that they used those words in the same episode. And it's like, is it funny or not? Because we very often talk about how it's not funny to make rape jokes. It's not funny to make this joke and that joke. But there are other things that we just kind of laugh at anyway, because they haven't quite, I guess, hit the level of rape jokes or whatnot. Well, you know, is using homosexual slurs like that or racial slurs, is it funny? Or is It's Always Sunny just at this point going, how far can we push the envelope?
It's one of those things, like, it's a really, really, I don't know, narrow line, because movies like Blazing Saddles.
Yeah.
That movie is hilarious.
It is.
It uses both of those.
Yeah.
But I feel like, at least from the way you described that episode, like, these two chuckleheads here thought it was real funny, but I didn't laugh.
Well,
mostly because
I'm just picturing Frank yelling at Mac.
No, I mean,
you had the shock look on your face. More
and it's one of those things, I do feel like they were going more for shock value than they were anything else, and that's where the comedy is. And I don't know if I think that's funny anymore or not. Maybe I've just...
You're getting older.
Well, my explanation of it is, it's on TV. It's not real. In real life, yeah, no, that's not cool.
Yeah, but like, it's just like when people always told me, because I use the N-word. And I would say, well, yes, I use the N-word, but to me, I'm making fun of it. I'm taking the power away from the word mm-hmm. when I say it. But then there are other people that would just flat out go, well, yeah, but it's still wrong to say. Like, it doesn't matter what your intentions are. You shouldn't say that word. And I can see a difference in Blazing Saddles. It was being satirical of racist. Like, it was making fun of racism. Whereas
it's
Always
like
Sunny.
Taggart is the one that says it more than anything. And he's just this big, dumb redneck always doing stupid stuff.
But this feels different. This feels like they were just going, what can we say that's going to make people go, oh, that's going to get the Jesse face that I just got when I said those words to him.
Yes.
So I need to watch the episode to be sure. But I think this could be, so far, this is the season that's really pushing the envelope of what's tasteful. Like the episode Lindsay and I did watch.
Yeah, I was really uncomfortable during a lot of that episode.
Where they turned black. They swapped bodies with black people. And there was a big joke about Frank wanting to say the N-word the whole time.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So it's really like, I know It's Always Sunny was always kind of controversial and pushing the line anyway, but I've never been a fan of just flat out shock humor. That's the reason I didn't like South Park very much, was because I felt like South Park was just straight up, like when Steve Irwin died. And then on the next episode, Steve Irwin shows up at a Halloween party and it's like, ha, do you get it? He's dead. Are you shocked? Like, it's not funny to me.
In fairness, though, I don't think, I don't count South Park as like shock humor. Like, they are literally just satirical. And they'll be the first to say it. Like, yeah, they'll do some shocking things, but they have always been a show of just like, no, we're going to make fun of everything. We're going to do it regardless.
Except now they're not going to make fun of the government anymore.
Because apparently the government makes fun of themselves just fine.
And that's just a cop-out, honestly.
I feel the exact same way. I feel like that could be a whole different show.
But it's the whole thing of they've, like, you have so many seasons of it, your comedy has to change. Like, it can't be the same thing over and over and over again. You have to change up the formula sometimes. So right now, maybe they're just going to do shock humor. Maybe it's they're on the new network, but they're on the new, like, whatever it's called. Well, they're in the same conglomerate, but different channels.
It's Always Sunny for the last, like, three seasons. They have consistently gotten just, like, how far can we go
edgier.
Before they'll tell us to stop?
Yeah, but they also do some really clever stuff, like the last season, the Charlie episode where he was trying to fix up the bar.
Oh, Charlie's work.
That was an awesome episode.
Was that two seasons?
Yeah, that wasn't last season, but the one before that.
Okay, yeah.
But no, that episode was incredible.
Yeah, it was very funny
and
clever.
Things, Yeah, like, there's still good episodes of It's Always Sunny. The last season, like, it's not, it's far from my favorite season of It's Always Sunny, but it still had, like, several really good moments.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, are we hypocritical for, are we hypocrites for right now going, well, that's shock humor. When, you know, and being offended by this, but not being offended by that. Like, where do you have to draw the line of, well, you can't be offended by this and not be offended by that.
Okay.
You can't think it's funny to make fun of, you know, of this thing that's controversial that may have happened to someone, but you can't make fun of that thing.
It's just further proof that our world is far too PC now.
And is it? But isn't it better?
But like,
I don't know.
It's one of those things. Like, I don't think our world is. I want to say, I'm not offended by it. It's just I don't think it's funny.
Yeah, like it's like, personal taste. What you just described in the question that you were asking us is summed up with personal taste. Something that, and it, I mean, just look at this table, the age range. Something that is offensive to me may not be offensive to you, and vice versa. There is a, what, 10-year age gap between us?
So you don't think Dalton still really likes poop jokes.
You know, I think that's always going to be a thing.
At 69.
But when you do it, it's funny. Wow, so, that didn't sound right.
But you don't, so you don't think there's anything that's inherently too controversial to make fun of?
No, I did not say that. It's all personal. Like, I do not like jokes.
So you're saying that you don't like it, but you will give them the right to say it.
Yes, because that is the country we live in. They are allowed to do it. If the FXXX, whatever it's called, is like, it will green light it. That's fine. That's their right to do it. That's that network's choice. You know what my choice is? Not watch it.
But you do watch it.
I like It's Always Sunny, but I'm just saying, like, if it gets to the point where I don't want to watch it, guess what? I'm not going to watch it. That's how I am with anything. I used to love Impact Wrestling. Got to the point where I didn't like watching it. I'll stop watching it. It's different, but I mean, that's my right as a person. It's their right as a network. If they want to do that, that is more than fine with me. You exercise your rights and what you feel is cool. I will exercise my right and not watch a show if I deem it something that I don't care for.
So you don't think that we should keep these things off of TV because it is offensive to people?
No. And I mean, and that's my whole thing. Like, I love the fact that they put ratings on things. That's fantastic. Awesome. Let me know what I'm getting when I get it. I don't like when people get annoyed. Like parents that got annoyed when their kid was like, whoa, my kid watched Deadpool. Dummy, did you read it?
Uh-huh.
It's rated R.
About to say, Fox said, yeah, we're going to make this Deadpool movie. We are making this Deadpool movie. You may not want to watch it. It's the same thing. It's on the hard, like probably the hardest network episode to find it now is FXXX.
It's just FXXX. Is two
it?
X's.
I thought it was three.
No, that's no. The next channel. That's the channel we're going to be on.
Oh, I don't like that channel.
With the kind of music we're using.
But yeah, no, like, I feel like it's probably one of the harder ones to get. I could be wrong. Somebody will correct me tomorrow morning, but.
Cody?
Yeah, about to say Cody, please.
And it's on PlayStation View on the basic package.
Yeah, about to say I have it.
Sling. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's one of those where it's just like, yeah, no, you don't have to watch that channel. If you watch it, you don't like it. Guess what? You have 40 other channels to watch. Some people have 100 other channels to watch.
And the argument against that is by allowing them to do that, you're saying it's okay for them to put on certain programs.
Yeah.
And like, I don't think that It's Always Sunny has necessarily crossed a line. Like, they have crossed a line where I don't think it's funny because I think it's lazy shock humor. And yeah, I could see it being offensive to some people, but I don't think that's necessarily the problem with it. But
do you think the problem is you feel like they're better than that? And you feel like they could probably do something funnier without having to do that?
I definitely feel like they're better, yeah, better than that. But. And it's a little disheartening because I love It's Always Sunny, but like, I'm still going to watch the show.
They might just be running out of writing ideas too.
I'm a lot of seasons.
About to say, I'm going to say that's highly unlikely with those people writing.
They're getting some of the best reviews they've gotten in years for this season. Like, everyone's pretty much universal. And this episode was, you know, kind of celebrated as being funny. And it seems like there was more of an emphasis put on the fact that Matt came out as gay than Frank using that slur.
Well, because it's not the first time in the history of the show that they've done it.
Well, it's not even the first time in the history of the show they've used racial slurs.
Well, yeah, that's
what
I was talking
about.
The very first episode.
But God, I love that episode. it's a good series opener.
And it is really funny, and it kind of like it shows a lot of the issues like going on right there, and it's good. But like I said, I have to see the episode to actually, you know, judge it, but. Yeah, like I said, and like you said, it just seems like lazy shock humor.
Which is really, I mean, I think that's becoming a problem in everything. You know, it's just everyone's trying to push the edge and push the edge of what can we do and get edgier and edgier. Movies, music, everything's the exact same way. Some people say that it's too far. Other people say it's freedom of speech and that it's how we grow as a country is these things become more acceptable. But then at some point it stops being acceptable and it kind of goes back down of the whole, well, yeah, but don't say it because now you're ruining. You're putting that word out there. You're putting these words out there for other people to learn and say to other people.
Well, it's not even necessarily that they're learning and saying. It's like it for a lot of people, seeing that kind of stuff gives them permission. Like they're like, well, this is allowed on TV, so now I can say it in everyday life.
Like Trump. Like people saying, well, I can do this now because Trump is president.
Yeah, and Trump says that kind of stuff all the time. Like if our president can say all these horrible, horrible things, that means I can too.
Yeah.
And that's where you run into the problem. Like, I don't even necessarily think it's like a PC issue or anything like that, but it is giving these people, it could potentially give these people permission, the permission they've been seeking to, yeah.
So. I don't like that excuse a whole lot.
Why?
Cause I mean, music. Like, yeah, it's on TV now. It's been on music forever.
It's been on TV forever.
Well, yeah, it's just one of those things. Like, they're going to do it regardless. I hate the whole, like, well, it's on TV, so it's acceptable. Like, that, I mean, I get what you're saying, but I just don't think it's a amazing argument for it. Like, they're going to do it regardless.
It's,
there are people that are going to do it regardless, yes.
I mean, there are shows that are based around it, like All in the Family. And that was from, what, the 70s?
Mm-hmm.
60s? Yeah. I forget what.
Oh, no, 70s.
But, I mean, Archie Bunker... Watch the episodes with Sammy Davis Jr.
Oh, no.
Super offensive.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Richard Pryor on Saturday Night Live. I mean, these words have been around forever. It's just back then when you said it, it was a sense, it was that, it had that air of, oh my God, I can't believe they said that. Whereas now that's
everyone's gone. Desensitized to it.
Yeah. When Charlie says the N word, no one even batted an eyelash. It's just, well, that's acceptable now.
Or it's just like, really? Move on.
But I say, and that's what I would take with it. Like, that's how I would probably act towards it if I watched the episode. I haven't seen the episode yet either.
I haven't either. And I will watch it. And maybe it is funny. Maybe maybe it's more intelligent than these reviews gave it credit for.
Right. Like I said, and I said it a minute ago. I have to see it to actually pass judgment on it. It's just, that's my thoughts right now from what you described to me.
But we want to know what you think. And I know you're not going to, but if you want to, shoot me a message. Or email us anything at podzilla1985.com and let us know.
Including anything.
Including anything. Literally, you could put, I don't know how I feel about Charlie Day saying the N-word, but I really did like him in Pacific
That's
Rim.
That's probably too long.
At hotmail.com, and that'll go to us. No.
Hotmail.com absolutely will not go.
Podzilla1985.com.
There you go.
My bad.
I feel like I'm happy we're going back to that bit.
Yeah. Dalton, stop checking your watch. We're going to talk about toys.
About time.
Right after we talk about this
new
My Little Pony pornography that I just saw today.
Wait.
Why?
No, saw kidding. Like the thumbnail or did you watch it?
No, I watched the one a year ago.
Oh. Okay.
I've already seen it. That's old news.
It was the one thing. Nope, not going to make the joke.
Is that the one about sucky blowies?
Yeah, My Little Pony. Yeah. Fucking is magic.
Yeah. Oh. I just promised action figures.
Full circle. Except instead of the snake eating its own tail,
no!
It's just a guy going down on himself. That's the loop. We're going to earn that.
Did you ever
MA
hear the
rating.
Rumor that Marilyn Manson had his lower ribs removed?
Oh,
so
yeah.
That's pure rumor.
No, yeah.
Fake news.
No, I've got some alternative facts for you. It really happened.
All right, let's talk about toys so Baby can have his bottle. Maybe he'll stop checking his watch and phone every 2 seconds.
Well, that's not going to happen. No. This is Lindsay's birthday show, and she is playing on her iPad.
That is different.
This is normal.
In fairness, I'm fairly certain that Dalton was actually checking for messages. He's texting someone.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I've been watching the entire time. You don't see me texting
and what's,
people
what's
during
What's hilarious
showtime.
Is he made the joke before the show ever started that he brought in all of these toys so that everybody at the table will play with the toys instead of fidget around on their devices.
Except he's been over there hogging the toys.
And checking his devices.
And checking his devices.
Well, I'm
let's
sorry.
Talk about toys. I promised Lindsay we would talk about our favorite, because she was going to write a Blogzilla post about our favorite childhood, about her favorite childhood toy, about the toys that she grew up with. That meant the most to her.
No.
You don't listen for anything.
The toys.
It is based off of the documentary that is going to be coming to Netflix in the near future, The Toys That Defined Us. So they are supposed to be toys that define our childhood.
Whatever. It's your favorite toys. Look over here at his toys and tell me what defines him.
Well, it does.
It's definitely
Juggernaut
not
the
here.
Juggernaut.
This thing weighs almost as much as Dalton.
Oh no, I've been eating way
too
much.
I mean, we
recently.
Can do just favorite toys, but the whole point was like the stuff that like sticks out in your mind the most from your childhood was.
Wouldn't
the point.
That be favorite?
No, not necessarily.
I know the things I like the most are the ones that stick in my mind.
Oh, I feel like we're going into
all
it
right,
early.
Dennis.
Yeah, I'm about to say.
Yeah, it is a hot one, Wally. Dalton, tell us about your toys you got in front of us. In front of you first. What do you have here?
Well, I kind of brought a little bit of everything that's and like I like. I have.
I also want to send a shout out to the Press Start to Join show.
Yeah,
that's all.
Okay.
What they appreciated my Trigun reference on Tuesday's show. And I appreciate that they appreciate
yeah,
it.
Yeah, they did appreciate it.
I also mentioned Vash the Stampede.
I do appreciate the fact that I am their favorite, and I always will be, and do not steal that spotlight from me, because I love the attention.
So, Press Start to Join, if you wonder why I don't listen to all of your shows, it's because of Dalton. Dalton's the reason. He won't let us.
No. I hog all of the podcasting. I'm like, I actually go on their phones and delete it off of it.
Senior podcast correspondent. Dalton Anthony.
You lovely person.
All right, tell us about your toys.
All right, so I brought a little bit of everything.
Can I guess them?
Yeah, go ahead.
Because I know all of them but one, I'm pretty sure. Is this Onslaught? I can't see from
the
front.
Yeah, it's Onslaught, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So we got Onslaught. We got your new Vince McMahon Elite figure.
Yes.
We got Iron Fist.
Uh-huh.
The new show coming out.
Yep.
It looks like CM Punk.
That is a CM Punk, yes.
Or Wolverine. I can't tell.
it was CM Punk right before he left, so he had the mutton chops.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
It's a hybrid.
Nightwing.
Yes, we have a Nightwing.
The Juggernaut,
yes.
Which is probably my favorite toy there right now,
it's
Jesse.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Oh, have you grabbed it?
I've held it in the box, but I've never held it outside of the box. That is a hefty, hefty, hefty.
Yeah, it's a solid.
that's a good, like, what would you say about, like, almost a 10-pound? That feels like it's about a 10-pound figure.
Yeah. That figure is surprisingly cost-effective.
Yep, $25.
Like, $25
Seriously?
For that figure.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Have you picked that thing up, Lindsay?
Have you ever held a Juggernaut in your hands?
A couple. But yeah, no, so I have, oh.
And then I don't know who that is. It looks like a spider.
It's a Spider-Man 2099, the new design.
Really? Let me see that. I haven't seen the new design.
It's his new costume. So what I did, I brought a little bit of everything. I brought my favorite Marvel Select. I brought my first WWE Elite Custom.
That's pretty slick, but I kind of like the original look better.
I like that one more for some reason. I don't know why.
I like blue and pink. It's something about blue and pink that I really like. But anyway.
But yeah, I brought like my favorite Marvel Legend, which is my Iron Fist. The 2099 is the one I just bought Monday. My favorite Build-A-Figure, two elites, and then the Nightwing is actually the first figure that started my like adult collecting. Like that was the first one I bought. And I think that one came out like 4 years ago.
Oh, don't look at me.
Yeah, I think I bought it at the comic strip in Cape. Then he was just like, "Hey, I have this figure," and it was Nightwing, and that was like my soft spot. And it's the Arkham City Nightwing, so it's like the kind of Hot Topic hair one.
I like that one.
Yeah.
To be fair, I like the Hot Topic hair Nightwing. That's cool. I hate the Arkham Robin though, like the buzz cut with the hood. The hood's cool, but I just hate buzz cuts. Jesse, do you remember a time when all video game heroes, especially shooters, all had that same generic soldier buzz cut?
And they were all walking like either away from an explosion or you were looking at their back.
Yeah. It's hardcore, baby.
Star Wars Force Unleashed 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Mass Effect, Battlefield. Yeah. There were a bunch of them that came out all at once.
Didn't like
that. Had the same guy.
God, I messaged on Facebook. I was like, "Hey guys, tell us your favorite toys growing up." And that message is blowing up. There are so many replies.
Toys are awesome.
I absolutely
It's mostly Branham.
Does he not know how to put it in one? Or does he just keep thinking
to things? He keeps replying to things. Anyway. So is this your set of toys here? These are yours?
Yeah, these are all personal ones. Like I grabbed them.
I feel like you can go deeper into your childhood and tell me about a toy that you don't have anymore that you had that influenced you, that like was your favorite, that was your top dog.
I think I might have mentioned it on the show before. I had from the Power Rangers movie, the white Falcon Zord.
Which was awesome.
The foot broke. Yeah,
the foot breaks off.
The foot broke off, and I'm still, every time I go to Toys R Us and I see the Legacy.
You want it.
And I'm like, it's $90. And it's one of those I always try to justify it in my head, because that's one that I would really love to have. Anything Power Rangers was a big deal with me. I loved the Batman figures I'd get, even though they were just palette swaps of the other one I already owned.
Well, so were the Power Rangers.
I actually, I know we've made fun of me for like the things that I've loved in childhood because you guys were a little bit older. So like X-Men Evolutions was my animated.
I loved X-Men Evolutions.
Yeah, but I've been made
for
fun
different
of.
Reasons.
I know.
Yeah.
These two have made fun of me. But the
that's because it was terrible.
My favorite, like my first Batman toy that I remember was, it was from Batman and Robin the movie, and it was like a plush body but with like a plastic head.
I hated those.
Oh, those are creepy.
Yeah, I had one of those and it was George Clooney, and that was like my favorite toy.
George Clooney, right? Jesus, I hate all of you. But yeah, no, so. Why did that break, Jesse?
Because it's Batman and Robin.
Oh, well, yeah.
It's because his favorite toy was George Clooney.
Gosh darn it. You guys are wonderful people.
Yeah, that explains a lot about Dalton.
I wish we could cut to the It's Always Sunny music and it's just Dalton's gay. But to be fair, who wouldn't be gay for Clooney?
Exactly. About to say, you're acting like I have poor taste.
No. I love George Clooney. He was just the worst Batman ever. He was worse than Val
I just want
Kilmer.
You to know, this is a safe place for you. You don't have to stay in the closet around us.
What? I hate all of you.
I didn't have any Batman and Robin toys, but I did have the only Power Rangers toys I had because I told my parents, hey, get me Power Rangers toys. The only ones they got me were, and they got me the whole set, the ones where the head flips.
Mm-hmm. Oh, where they all looked like men.
Where they all had giant barrel chests.
Because they had that room for the head to flip.
Yeah, they'd store that extra head in there. Yep. And those were just the worst. Those were the worst.
I also had those toys, and I think, weren't those the ones that also had like the opposable, like the movable
It was like finger. Those are the ones that Billy has on the storefront. Those, I think the ones that had the head flip didn't have a trigger finger.
Okay. Maybe it wasn't a trigger, but maybe like half the hand.
Yeah,
I remember
like
those.
Oh,
yeah,
like
that's what I was thinking. Because it was the index finger and the three fingers were different. I remember that.
And those were, you know, those reminded me a lot of the old Ninja Turtles toys. The ones where they would be turtles and then you could turn them into the Ninja Turtles. You'd flip their arms in and out. And those were also terrible.
Oh, the ones that was the little transformed turtle one.
Yeah.
Literally.
I loved those.
Those
are
ones
actually
were
on my
kinda
list.
Cool.
Oh, well, ooh. So sorry. So do you have a list or you just have these things?
I have these things. But if, I mean, you're asking me to go back in childhood, I was told action figures. So I was like, I'll bring some action figures. We'll talk
about
told
that. Toys?
I said toys.
I was even in the group chat when he said toys.
Thank toys? You. Oh, well, I heard toys, so I thought action figures. So I was like, I'm going to bring some action figures.
Well,
I
think for a lot of us, our toys were action figures.
That's really true.
Like, I can't think of any toys I had that weren't. Like, I had a
race
car set.
So I'm the weirdo of the group.
Well, no, like...
No, I also had...
Or it's just the fact I'm the girl of the group.
Yeah, so
you
like,
are the girl of the group.
If we're talking about, like, toys that shaped my childhood, so...
That shaved your childhood?
Shaped. I said shaped.
He did say shaped.
I said shaped. You're now just being mean. But, so, like, yeah, that Falcon Zord was really, really special to me.
Wasn't being mean.
I had Beyblades. Which were like those like tops that you could customize.
You are so young.
Yeah. No, that's why you have me on.
Diversity.
Yeah, so I had those. And then the old Jax WWE figures. I had the Titantron thing where like there was a metal plate and then the wrestlers had like the little thing and if it went over it, it would play their music.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and I mean I had so many wrestling sets.
Did you have a wrestling ring?
Oh, I had like four.
I did not. Couldn't afford it. So what we did, I took dictionaries and put them on top of each other and that was the ring. There weren't ropes.
I really loved American Gladiator because like ESPN like classic would show it all the time, so I would make like makeshift American Gladiator things for my wrestlers to go through because I wouldn't use the ring every time. Yeah,
eventually I got tired of my toys.
Did
and they would end up outside
and you put them
and
inside
I would have target practice with them. Yeah, I regret that. I shot my toys.
What? The worst I did was draw all over mine.
I was very, very protective of my toys. And I always remember, like, whenever any of my cousins or, like, the younger ones would come over and they had an issue with chewing on things.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that
no.
would drive me insane.
No, toys are put away. Not playing with this.
I mean, that happens now. When Bob would bring over his nephew and I wouldn't be home, I knew he was touching my toys. And I don't even touch my toys. My toys are up for looks. Don't touch them. I have so many toys.
Dude.
I have so many toys.
You do.
Jesse, what about you? Let's do me first.
All right.
Because I don't have that many, and I'm going
to
talk about.
I mean, I've got my list of 10, because that's what Lindsay told me to get.
I thought we were like, going to do our usual bit of go around the table.
I did say a list. He didn't bring one. He literally brought toys.
Because he... Yeah.
So, I'll just explain some, and then you guys can explain yours.
Okay.
My favorite toy that influenced me the most as a child.
She-Ra. Nintendo.
Was my Furball plush from Tiny Toon Adventures. Because I Dalton's, he's searching his Rolodex right now. He's like, Furball. You don't even know what Furball is, do you?
No, I'm 10 years younger than you.
You are a piece of garbage is what you are.
So wait, you never watched Tiny Toons?
How did you never watch Tiny Toon Adventures?
Tiny Toons was amazing.
They're tiny, they're toony.
They're all a little loony.
They're all a little loony, and in this cartoony, they're invading your TV.
How did you never watch that show? With Buster?
I'm young. Hey, you know, I've seen Casablanca.
Yes, you were one when that movie came out. It was nostalgic for you. I get it.
Wait.
He's old.
get the joke.
That's also still not true.
It's not, but
I know it's not.
Jesse, he desperately needs something to cling to right now. Just let him have it.
God. Not only are we not talking about toys for the first 20 minutes, now you guys are attacking me.
So Furball.
That is Furball.
That's Furball.
He is adorable.
He was, and he's a little Sylvester. I relate a lot to him. Does he has the Band-Aid on his tail, right?
Uh-huh. Yep.
That's because he always got his ass kicked in everything.
Like, and he's got a chunk missing out of his ear.
Yeah, because he was just like getting the shit kicked out of him in every episode. Something bad always happened to him. And I, as a child, I felt so bad for him that I bought that doll and I cuddled it forever because I didn't want anything bad to happen to Furball anymore. I wanted to love him.
Did you get yours from Six Flags?
No, I got mine from, I got mine from Elias. Elias's was a store in Caro, Illinois. For any of you that, you know, are a little older that maybe remember the store, I got it at Elias's in Caro. That was my toy store. Because, Jesse, when you say, did you get it from Six Flags, you have to remember that the first time I went to Six Flags was with you.
Oh. Yeah, no, that was the only reason I went to Six Flags a lot when I was a kid was because my dad was a bus driver. And he would have.
And he would open the door and it would go. Sorry, I'm sorry.
Oh, if you've ever seen my dad, you know that's not what happened. So anyway.
He just cracked open a beer.
And that sounds more accurate. He,
some cheese logs.
Cheese logs.
He was a bus driver. And we would have yearly trips, the whatever group, whether it be football, marching band, like whatever, would go up to Six Flags every year. And basically, he would get his ticket for free. For driving. So he would drive the bus up. Jake and I would ride with my mom in a car behind them. And we would, like, I don't remember if it was just his ticket that was free or if all of our tickets were free because he was the driver or what, but that's the reason we went. He had to go and we got it cheap.
Oh.
So that's why we went to Six Flags. And then my mom very rarely bought us anything there. In fact, I like as far as like souvenirs and stuff, because it was always really expensive. And when I go there later in life, I realize, like, oh, this is $25 for a t-shirt. That's why my mommy didn't want to buy it for me.
This is $40 for a pizza and, like, four sodas.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that story?
I do remember that story. But, yeah, the only things my mom ever bought me from Six Flags were one year it was kind of cold in the morning, and my mom was worried, so she bought me and Jake each a Tweety sweater, and they were pink.
I guess they were on clearance.
They were.
Well, Lindsay, to be fair, didn't you buy some booty shorts once there that said like Batgirl on or something?
I still have them.
Why did you buy booty shorts at Six Flags?
Because my other shorts were soaking wet from the water park and I didn't want to sit in the car with a wet butt.
It's a fair reason. And then the other thing she bought me was a Buster plush.
That I had Buster. Clearance. I had, I think, all of the, I want to say I had almost all of the Tiny Toon Adventures plushies, but Furball was my favorite. Because I felt like I was Furball. I still feel like I'm Furball. Old, broken, and unwanted.
Aww.
But everybody loved Furball, except for the people in the show.
Well, I mean, Elmira really loved Furball.
Elmira really loved everyone.
So Shannon is to Furball, as to Lindsay is to Elmira. Just grab me and throw me around and hug me. I'll love you forever!
I want to love you and squeeze you
and hug.
Whoosh.
Yeah. Go get some culture. My other favorite toy growing up was a blue ball. Now I have two of them. No.
You planned that, didn't you?
No, I didn't. That was spur of the moment, baby.
That was good.
I had a blue ball because I was really into Sonic the Hedgehog. But there were no Sonic the Hedgehog toys. This is like when the Genesis first came out. I couldn't find any, and I didn't go anywhere. Like I said, my toy stores was Elias's and Dollar Store. Walmart was basically like Toys R Us for me. My mom would go, we're going to Walmart today, and I would go, the Walmart?
If it makes you feel any better, I felt the same way, because remember, I lived in New Madrid for a while. We didn't even have an Elias's. We had Dollar Store.
Yeah.
There was one Dollar Store, and then next to it, there was a pharmacy that also had some toys occasionally, like a really crappy Walgreens, basically. Yeah. Tiny. So yeah, whenever we would drive up to Sykeston, there was a Walmart there.
That was like the mecca of mm-hmm. everything for you.
Oh yeah, going to Sykeston was going to the big city.
Yeah, mine was Charleston, Missouri, because we go to Walmart and then we would go to Pizza Hut right across the street. And the Pizza Hut's also where I found out that if you go to a place like that, they gave me a Pepsi, and I was like, how much for a refill? And they're like, refills are free. And I was like, And then I just started guzzling it down. That's why I have a hernia.
That has nothing to do with why you have a hernia.
I'm sure it has something to do with it. But yeah, I had this little blue ball that I called him little. God, I feel so stupid. I was a kid. I called him Little Sonic Blue Boy.
Little Sonic Blue Boy.
That's so adorable.
And I would throw Little Sonic Blue Boy at the walls, and then I think one day I finally threw him outside. I couldn't find him anymore. Oh, I was real sad about that.
That's a really sad ending.
You yeah. You just summed up what happened to Wilson in Castaway. He woke up one day and Wilson wasn't there.
Or Rumham.
Rumham! It should have been you.
And, you know, honestly, other than that and my Darkwing Duck toys, those are the only toys that I can remember growing up that, like, I had any kind of real attachment to. Because the rest, like, I had X-Men. I had a lot of X-Men toys. Mm-hmm. I had Gambit that was my absolute favorite. It's that really crappy Gambit.
With the plastic coat.
With the plastic coat that was really crappy.
Yeah. Thanks, Toy Biz.
Yeah, those were shitty. They're not like these. My God, if I would have had these when I was a kid, holy smokes.
Yeah, no joke.
Oh, man. Have I, like, ever let you hold one of the legacy Power Ranger figures?
No. I mean, I had one in a box that I was looking at.
Yeah, so, like, if it's a little bit bigger than, like, the Iron Fist and Spider-Man, but pretty much the same articulation, and it's just a really nice, sturdy, like, figure. Yeah. Oh, God, there's so much there. It's one of those, like, I don't play with my toys. I pose them and, like, set them on my shelf.
And when right. you get a good articulate figure, it's just like, oh.
Oh, yeah, like, I've...
Well, that's why I prefer statues now. Like,
oh, I hate statues.
Like, I have the Bishojo Jubilee statue and stuff like that.
You love saying that around me.
I know. Because I don't like to touch them. I just like to have them, so uh-huh. I just like to do that. The only other toy, I will mention this, because I actually got these recently, and I'm pretty, what is happening? He's leaving. Dalton's leaving. Dalton's still here.
Don't worry about it.
The Ultima Online set from McFarlane Toys.
Yeah.
I now have all of them.
We completed it.
Yeah, very Lindsay nice. Got me the, what was the last one that I needed?
The Warrior.
The Juco Warrior?
Yes.
Okay. Warlord Kabur.
Yes, yeah. That was the last one.
So I finally got it. Now I have the entire Ultima Online set. Almost all of them have EB stickers on them, because if you remember, Jesse, we carried them at EB.
I do.
But yeah, as a big Ultima Online fan, and Ultima Online being probably top five things that influenced my life altogether, Ultima Online is in the top five. So to have those figures, I mean, that means a lot to me. So I don't play with them. They just sit on my wall. But I have an attachment to those that I don't have with, like, other stuff that I have. Because I have a ton of kick-ass toys. I've got an entire Leonardo cabinet, pretty much, from Ninja Turtles. We have unlimited amounts of Sailor Moon toys. I have a bunch of Godzilla toys. But those actually have, like, sentimental value to me. Not quite like that Sonic Blue Boy, though. Man, I loved him.
And you just let him go right out the window.
That's back when I had an imagination. That's back, like, that was broke Shannon, like, real broke Shannon. This was the same Shannon that took boxes. My dad would be sitting there watching the news, and I would have the box over my head, and I would be like, watch out, Chewie! And my dad's like, I'm trying to watch the goddamn news. Well, what kid's dad wasn't drunk sitting on the couch watching Tom Brokaw while he played?
My dad watched Star Trek.
I wish my dad watched Star Trek. All I got was the news and whatever goddamn John Wayne movie was on.
Oh, he did a lot of that too. And Steven Seagal. My dad was a huge fan of, like, the super cheesy action movies.
It had to be Westerns. All Westerns. The only time I remember my dad watching anything that wasn't a Western was when he was watching Showgirls and he wouldn't let me watch it.
Oh, if it makes you feel any better, my dad liked to watch Porky's and he made us watch it.
Oh my God. That actually explains a lot.
He's like, hey, Dalton, I have this movie. What's it called? Porky's? You want to watch it with me? You're weird.
Well, that's better than my friend Jeff, the one that's in jail. Oh, that said, hey, I swiped this porn from my grandpa. You want to watch it? Okay. Oh, it's transgenders. That's fine.
Hey, look, in
that
fairness.
That also explains a lot.
Porky's wasn't actually porn.
No.
It was just raunchy.
Yes. Yep.
It was that old raunchy comedy.
Yes. Yep.
Jesse, tell me about your toys.
I had my list of 10, but... the biggest ones from my childhood, for whatever reason, you know,
you can name off all 10 and just talk about whichever ones you want. I mean, it's up to you.
Fair enough. I mean, a lot of them, you'll kind of notice a little bit of a theme. Like, I was the nerdy kid. I really liked doing stuff with my hands other than just, like, you know, shaping the figures or making them fight and stuff like that. So, like, my big toys that I spent probably the most time with were Kinects and Lego. Mm-hmm. Like, I spent just an arseload of time with both of those.
I tried to do Legos. I really did. And I couldn't make anything. I quit.
Oh,
I
was
frustrated.
I would sit there for hours. I would make houses, planes, building. Like, I would just build whatever.
I just like to try to build animals out of them, but they're always very blocky.
That is how that worked out.
Yeah, yes. And you know what you could have made? Minecraft.
I know, right?
We just made that into a video game, we'd be billionaires.
And see, then when I got a little bit older, we got a Kinect set, and I liked that a whole lot more because Kinects you could actually make like more in-depth machines.
Yeah.
Because this was before like every Lego set came with a motor.
But then you found video games, and you were like, oh, so I can just do this here? And then it, oh, oh.
Yeah, so no, the Super Nintendo, that's another one that's on my list. Like, that was a huge.
See,
yeah.
I figured you would have put your video game system.
Well, I was, even though I said toys to Dalton, like, I never considered video games a toy. I always considered it an entertainment system, but it very much is.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, I'm glad you put it on there, because Super Nintendo definitely would have been on my list, and Nintendo.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that, like, I mean, the NES we played, we had one. My parents probably played the NES more than I did. Then, yeah, once the Super Nintendo came out, that was ours, and that was put in our room. And yeah, Jake and I, all the number of hours we put down on the Super Nintendo was just unreal.
Right.
Other than that, like, I was huge into anything that transformed. Like, I loved my Transformers figures that I could just sit there and figure out how to transform, like, Beast Wars. That whole line. the transforming Ninja Turtles and the Ninja Turtles toys. And then I think the last time toys came up, like, one of my favorite Ninja Turtles sets was, like, those anime-style ones.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
The samurai ones.
Yeah. I really liked those. The Batman that Dalton mentioned, it was the animated series Batman, where it was the same figure, but with, like, 45 different palette swaps, depending on what set you got them from.
Yeah, because I remember I had, like, there was one that was, like, Ice Freeze Batman or something, mm-hmm. where he was in blue.
Yep.
Yeah, I loved those Batman. But I think we talked about that on the show before, where we all thought, I don't remember this on the show. When did Batman go to Arctic Land? Why is Batman fishing?
Also, one of my favorite ones from when I was a kid, and I've mentioned this before, the Parrot Trooper Batman, when he's in an orange jumpsuit. And he came with, like, did you ever shoot off those fireworks?
Yeah,
the
old guy with the parachute.
The paper parachute, yeah. Yeah.
And you tried to get the parachute before it caught on fire.
Exactly.
And you failed.
The paratrooper Batman actually came with one of those little paper parachutes,
too. I think I had that one.
And you could throw it up into the air. And then, yeah, it would just, like, float back a little bit.
Or you had a really high staircase, and you could just drop it down off the side.
I say, yeah, yours floated down. Mine always got tangled and just fell.
I mean, that would also
frequently
happen.
And I would
eventually
say, Batman, I'm grounding you.
And then there was
You're
one time.
On ground missions, buddy.
There was one time I got it stuck in a tree, and then I got Jake stuck in the tree.
Then. Well, you
and
broke Lindsay.
And then you get the Frisbee stuck in the tree trying to get it down.
Well, that was after Jake.
I'd like to hear how that conversation went. Hey, Jake, go up the tree, get that Batman. But
why
would I do that?
Because
I'll kick your ass.
Like, no, I would persuade him. Like, somehow I was really persuasive for Jake. I was like, Jake, look, I need you to get that Batman out of the tree for me.
Jake, please.
I can't climb up there. Look, I'm going to pick you up.
Handball special.
And I'm just going to, like, I'm going to throw you a little bit so you can grab onto that limb. And he did. And he got into the tree. He could not get back out.
And then you would take your Batman and go, well, sucks to suck, and walk off.
I mean, I'm not going to say I did that. I at least went and got Mom, but I didn't come back out.
Mom, Jake's in the tree for some
Jake
reason.
Jake was doing something out there. I don't know what it is. I have to go in my room now.
I got to play with my Batman. I'm going to try and make him fly again without a tree above me. Anyway, Hot Wheels, that was when I was a really little kid. Like, I had the Hot Wheels cars.
I had a couple Hot Wheels.
I had my dad's old ones, and then I played with Wesley with his.
Yep. We had that little...
I had
little,
a sparkly purple one I liked. I don't know what it was, but it was sparkly and purple.
Oh, that was the pony van.
No, it wasn't. It was a sports car.
Oh, it was.
That's what they like to think it is, too.
Yeah. Man,
the strip club across the bridge. That's the bit we're getting at.
I think she gets it.
Oh, okay.
I think she gets it.
She looked confused.
I'm a little slow. Sorry, I'm getting old.
Yeah, Dalton, tell her she's old.
I know, I'm going to tell you you're old.
Oh, good. I'm
I
dying.
Like her.
I'm dying.
I mean, you got to remember, I'm only 6 months younger than
but
him.
But I like you. I like you.
So, yeah, when I was really little, me and Jake had, like, this throw rug in our bedroom. That was, like, a little
city
with roads. Yeah. So we'd just drive around our Hot Wheels on top of that all the time. That was a lot of fun.
Was it a decorative throw rug?
Uh-huh.
Yes. Anyway, I also had a wrestling ring. I had a wrestling ring right up until...
Look at Oysters Wrestlefeller over here.
I mean, it wasn't a good one. Like, it was an old WCW, just completely plastic. Like, the ropes were kind of bungee cords-ish.
That's the ring that killed British Bulldog.
And then what ended up happening, so.
Thanks, Warrior.
My dog that was very, very house trained had a bout of stomach illness.
Oh no.
I like where this is going.
And it ruined our ring.
That's how I lost my PlayStation 1.
That's all I'm going to say about it.
Why'd you guys leave your stuff on the floor?
Coco peed on it. I didn't know.
No, it doesn't matter. Remember when our cat threw up on my Xbox One?
That's true. It was still
threw
on
up
top.
Into the vents.
No, yeah. It's one of those things like.
Sorry, Billy.
Goldie was just super house trained. Like when we got her, she just. It was awesome.
Did you say it was a WCW ring?
Yes.
Maybe she's a WWE fan. Fuck this ring.
But, when she had to go, she would scratch on the door, and then you'd open the door, she'd go out and do her business, and then she would scratch on the door to get let back in.
What year was this?
I loved Goldie. It was in the 90s.
She didn't like the Judy Bagwell in a pole match.
I mean, that was the good era of WCW, though.
That was also the bad era of WCW.
They were very close.
Yeah.
And then
maybe she saw your Goldberg toy and was like, "Oh shit!" She thought she was next.
I mean, like that logic would stand if that was the only spot she hit. Like I said, this was a
did she have a world tour?
She did all over the house.
Oh,
oh, it was bad.
The dog's thought was like, "I don't have to put him over if there's no ring." It had its paw up to his head.
She was so sick.
She knew that meme ahead of time.
Yeah. I'm waiting for the story to end with. Yeah, she died not long after that.
She didn't.
Okay,
she didn't. No, she lived through the stomach illness. Though my dad almost killed her. Like my dad wanted to, but my mom was just like, no. The dog was sick. She couldn't control it. You can see the trail from when she got up and tried to get to the door to scratch on it to get let out.
We call that area Brown River. It's a it's a tourist attraction at this point.
It was bad. Oh, my God.
Toys, anyway. Jesse. Toys.
No, it's fine. I'm okay with this.
Yeah, and then I also had, you know, the Power Rangers and a bunch. I got a bunch of Power Rangers toys and a bunch of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle toys.
Same. And I did love my Ninja Turtle toys so much. Did you have the variation? Like you, not only did
the baseball
you have,
player,
yeah. Not only did you have the regular ones, but you had baseball player. Was it Leo? I think.
No, it was my. It was. No, it was Leo. Yeah,
because there was Detective bats. Donatello. Because I had him.
Did I ever tell you guys the story about when my dad came home with four like a set of Ninja Turtle toys,
the Star Trek ones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He. Dalton,
they weren't for you.
Did you hear this story?
Yeah, because you got really excited and be like, "No, it's Star Trek. You don't touch them."
That was pretty much it. Yeah, my dad came home with like four Ninja Turtle toys, and me and my little brother, like we were probably like 6 and 7 at the time. And yeah, my dad comes home with Ninja Turtle toys, and we're like, "Yes, sweet new toys!" And then he promptly hangs them up on the wall.
No,
and we're like, because he's like, "No, these aren't for you; these are for me." And we're like, "But Dad,
I'm gonna be that father if I ever have a kid."
Like, but Dad, those are Ninja Turtles.
I worry you're
also Ninja Star Turtles. Trek.
Oh yeah,
play
mine?
With your toys. Yeah,
and then
deluxe scooter. I'll super kick them.
And then my last one of my favorite toys when I was a kid. It was my biggest action figure. It was like this 16-inch Venom toy. I loved this toy.
Is it the giant one? Like, because we bought one at Toys R Us on clearance a couple years ago. It's like this big. I also have a Jessica Alba as Invisible Woman.
Also, just so you know, fans, it's about like 2 foot is what he just did.
I mean, that's big.
No, yeah. but you just said it's about this big.
And that was for you.
Oh.
Because I wasn't asking the people listening.
Here's the spoiler. I'm probably not going to listen to this episode.
I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to him.
I don't feel like he's going to listen to this episode.
You go back and text. Go back and text. No one talking. Go ahead, Jesse.
So, I mean, that's about the correct size, though. Yeah, it was like, I don't know, like a 16-inch. Like, it was a big toy. And I remember, especially, like, when I had it, I was probably, you know, in those single-digit ages, like 5, 6, 7, something like that. I had it for years. But it was one of my favorite little action figures, and I say little, because it was the biggest action figure I had. Like, that was the one that I went places with.
It was so big you couldn't play with other toys with it.
Right.
Feasibly.
And so, yeah, Jake had a Carnage toy just like it. And, except, you know, obviously, red, Carnage. And we would used to make them fight and stuff like that, like while we were holding. It was a fun time. And then we would actually fight, because that's what Jake and I did.
And that was a funner time.
But no.
Funner?
They're kids.
Anyway, but yeah, no, that Venom toy, I loved it. It was so cool. It was really detailed. I was really, really big into the 90s Spider-Man show.
Yeah.
And Venom was one of my favorite characters from that because he was just so freaking cool looking. And then like
Maximum Carnage.
Not Maximum Carnage.
Separation Anxiety.
Was that the name of the game?
Which one?
No, it was
a Spider-Man game on Super Nintendo.
Well, they're both Spider-Man games.
Separation Anxiety was a Spider-Man game? Okay.
That was the two-player one.
Yeah, that's the one that Jake and I loved. Okay. I couldn't think if that was actually called Separation Anxiety
or not. It was. Okay. Yeah, based on all the different symbiotes.
Yes, I loved that game. Yeah, Jake and I played the crap out of that game. So much fun. Yeah, that's about it for me.
That's my piece. All right, we got to get out of here.
Oh, for real? We're at time?
No.
Oh.
No, he's doing what he always does.
Oh, it's a bit.
Anymore.
Lindsay looks so sad. Lindsay, what about you? Do you have any toys that you remember?
No, not at all.
But you have a list in front of you. That's true. I'm looking right at a list.
Oh, she really does. Okay, let's talk about your list.
Big.
Did Dalton make the list?
No.
No.
Did you just make the list?
What?
Huh?
Careful,
PW.
Careful, I mean, you're going to get it.
If you go with my oldest and favorite toy, which I still have, is my Big Bear.
She has a Big Bear.
He's called Big Bear because when I got him, he was bigger than me.
Can't confirm. You should see her bed. It's covered in...
I like stuffed animals. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Don't apologize. It's okay. No, Lindsay, sweet baby. It's okay. Don't feel bad.
Chirp, chirp. But yes, I have to have my bear on there because he still gets used as a pillow to this day.
Fair enough.
Let's see here. I had a lot of coloring books.
Are we counting those?
Yes.
Oh, I had a ton of those, too.
Like, and the best ones were the paint and marker ones that had the thicker paper that the markers wouldn't bleed through to the other side.
No, the best ones were the ones that came with the tattoo sheets in the bag.
I didn't have those.
The best ones were, I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Coloring books.
I never had
coloring
books.
It's like a book that had...
No, I had to do my own coloring books. I'd draw a picture, and then I would color it.
Well, I mean, I did that, too, but...
But you're an artist.
Yeah.
He's a jackass.
Why would you say that about Jesse?
Go on with your list.
Okay.
No one listening believes that I would say that about Jesse. Yeah.
And let's see here. Happy Meal toys?
Yes.
Yeah.
I had so many of them, which, going back to your Power Rangers, those were my favorite Power Ranger toys, or the McDonald's ones from the movie that came with a little vehicle and then the little posable figure.
Oh, I do
remember
that.
Me and Wesley had to fight over who got what, and so finally Mom's like, you get three and you get three. So, of course, he took... red and white, because they were his favorites, and then took blue because it was a wolf zord, and then I got stuck with the girls and the frog.
What's wrong with the frog?
Nothing now.
I had the yellow ranger. That was the only one I had of that set was the yellow
the
ranger.
The bear?
Yeah, yeah. And I remember that really, yeah, because they just, like, their arms and legs just kind of moved
up. They just moved up and down, but...
Gotta love those four points of articulation.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But they're still my favorite ones. All the rest of the toys were Wesley's, so.
And that sweet Mario Brothers set.
Yes, I still have the Mario Brothers.
We have the Mario 3.
The
back when Mario was
one.
Like super fat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yep. I have tons of Disney ones.
The little posable figure made me remember one that I really liked that just popped in my head. Do you guys remember the old, it was like, it lasted for a season, but it was the animated NASCAR show.
Where
I had all those cars. There was a black dude that was a race car driver. That was the most confusing thing in the world.
We call that a unicorn.
Yeah. I mean, he was like the main star of that show, I'm pretty sure. But I was really confused by that.
Well, affirmative action. Go ahead, Lindsay.
Naturally, I had Barbies.
Jesus. Well,
because I'm a girl. Although my very first Barbie that I still have looks like an abuse victim.
Most of Barbies that are that old usually do at this point.
Apparently,
that was back when
I
was legal to do it.
No.
That wasn't the joke.
Because when I was little, I would get mad at things, and apparently my striking out at my toys was drawing on them with ink pen. And then over the years, the ink has diffused further into the body, so she literally has black and blue marks all over her face and legs.
That was a special edition Barbie. That was Barbie shouldn't open her mouth Barbie.
No, it's not.
You just got the Jesse face, the one from earlier.
That was the how do I explain this to my friends Barbie. That was the what do you say to Barbie when she never mind.
Well, that's better luck than some of my Ken dolls went through. My first few Ken dolls did not survive,
and they were already pre-castrated. So what could you have done to them?
The first one lost his head. The next one became a paraplegic and lost both of his legs.
If you ever go up missing, I'm putting this one first in the suspect list. Me second, Jesse third.
The war was rough on Ken.
Actually, Cody's going to be before me because Ghostbusters.
Yeah. Oh, God, did anybody put the real Ghostbusters toys down?
I didn't have any
Cody
of them.
Didn't because he still hasn't
he doesn't know what they are.
Oh, no, I take that back. I had one of the little ghosts that came with one because I found it at a playground one day.
I did have, I forgot, I had the Proton Pack and I really did love that. So you tell me things and then memories start flooding back.
Yeah, no, toys aren't just like action figures. It's anything.
But my favorite was the, and I hate it now and I also love it, is the Peter Vakers. Pikmin where you squeeze him and his hair pops up and his eyes bug out. I hated those Ghostbusters toys. But anyway, sorry.
Of course, I had My Little Ponies.
Nate still has them.
I still have all of my My Little Ponies.
Yeah, but it's weirder
and
when
then
he does.
Some. Well, yes, that's because
it's him.
Different.
It's weird.
It's been a while since I've been here.
Mm-hmm.
Moran. yeah, I'm a fan of the show. I remember all the old bits.
Thank you.
I had a lot of paper dolls. That's the way I would get a lot of the dolls that I didn't get the actual physical dolls of, is that I would have the paper doll versions.
I don't know what those are.
Basically, it would be like you'd get a little book, kind of like a coloring book, except they're already pre-colored.
And you just cut
them out. You would poke all of them out, and they would have different outfits that went with different dolls. And like I would take paper and draw more outfits for the dolls.
Didn't have that, but I did. Me and Jeff, once we tried to make our own baseball cards, but they were like comic book characters. So we would draw them and then cut them out and try to sell them to people. Yeah, I don't know why that failed.
Good try.
No.
No, not a good try.
See, he kept doing that, except he traded in like baseball cards for like cocaine, and that's why he's in jail now.
Oh, that has to be fun explained to the other inmates. We're doing trading baseball cards for cocaine.
Wow.
I don't know where that came from, but Lindsay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I played a lot of board games growing up.
Weird ones, too.
Well, I mean, the early ones were normal, like Candyland and Chutes and Ladders and Monopoly.
Yeah, but when I've been to your place, your house, with your family, we would play stuff like, remember, do you guys play Skip-Bo?
Skip-Bo.
Yeah.
Skip-Bo. And Phase 10.
Phase 10.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Sequence. Rummy Cubes.
Rummy Cube.
Why are you saying these things like you haven't heard of them?
Because I had
Dominoes. Triominoes.
Y'all eat pizza?
You know, the board games I played as a kid, Monopoly.
13 Dead End Drive.
Battleship.
My family Clue. Didn't like to talk to each
Clue.
Other.
Clue is my game.
I love Clue.
Clue's still her game.
Yes. And Trivial Pursuit.
Played
a lot of Trivial
Pursuit.
I still had Spider Wars.
Spider Wars.
It was such a stupid game, but I wish I still had it.
Do you guys ever have Don't Break the Ice?
Yes. Yep.
It was fun.
Was that the one where you like tap out the little ice cubes?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I did have
And
I
when
like
they
that.
Finally all fell, it made like the most disturbing noise. That's like, why I didn't like playing cool. Operation either, was the little Bzzz. Buzzy noise. Ugh.
Actually, I just played Operation not too long ago with my roommates. They were all drunk. I did really well.
So that's why he woke up without a kidney.
Gotta get that Charlie horse out.
Yeah, I never understood how people failed that game. Like, oh, you touch the side, and I would go, and I just pull it out anyway.
Well, that's just it, though. You're not supposed to touch the side. It's
well,
in the rules.
It's a good thing my imaginary friends were lenient.
Yeah.
They were just pushovers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of my ones that's killing me now, because Hallmark is bringing more of its merchandise back out, was Rainbow Bright. I was all about my Rainbow Bright dolls.
No, you've heard of Rainbow Bright. Really?
I will bring it up.
How have you not heard of Rainbow Bright?
Rainbow Bright is the magical girl who brings color and happiness into our world.
I feel like Childish Gambino mentioned it in a rap.
No.
If that's... You're blowing my mind right now. You're the toy guy. You're the toy guy here on the show. They're not going to invite you over into Canada now.
Over in? Don't you mean up into?
I bet... Are you saying over in Canada doesn't work?
No, up to Canada works a lot better.
I bet they're not going to invite you up there now. I bet right now they're going, he's never heard of Rainbow Bright?
This.
Terrible.
No. That just looks like a homeless person's fever dream.
That is Rainbow Bright.
That is.
She is a creation from Hallmark for greeting cards, and then she got a cartoon and a doll line.
The 80s were full of acid trips, believe me.
I understand the war on drugs a lot more now. Like, that... This is a lot of really good visual gags for the audio podcast, by the way.
No, because everyone, when we said Rainbow Bright, automatically thought of Rainbow Bright. You were literally the only one.
Oh, is it just me?
It's just me. If you also don't know what Rainbow Bright is, let us know.
Entire blog on Rainbow. There's the dolls.
Yes, Rainbow Bright dolls.
Okay.
They came in like...
It's basically the same
thing. Like 8-inch versions and 16-inch versions, and I have all of the small ones. I still have all of them.
Keep going.
And I want to buy more of the stuff at Hallmark, but it's expensive.
Keep going.
Fine. And then I had a lot of Care Bears. I still have a lot of Care Bears.
It feels like you had a lot of like girl toys.
Because I'm a girl!
Jeez.
Although, I'm not going to lie, I was jealous of the Ninja Turtles, and my cousins had Thundercats and Silverhawks
and all
of these other things. Because I was a girl. The same reason why I never got a Nintendo.
You were born in the wrong era.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, like, my mom still perpetuates that attitude. Like, whenever she, like, a couple of Christmases ago, she wanted to get my niece some, like, games for her DS. And she asked
me. Get My Pretty Pony.
Yeah, she asked me, like, what are some games we can get for Maddie? Or can you get Maddie a game? Like, yeah, sure. What is she like? I don't know. Just find her, you know, a girl game or something.
Get her a girl game.
I'm like, but mom, those don't exist. Like, just what is she like?
They do Cooking Mama. Gardening Mama.
They put one into 1-2 Switch. You can rock a baby.
All right, let's be completely fair. Cooking Mama is actually kind of addicting.
It is. It's a fun game.
It's a fun little game.
Make pennies on the dollar as your male counterpart, Mama.
That male counterpart.
That's
Mama.
A fun one. Male counterpart, Mama sounds fun.
That sounds like the worst game.
I'm sorry, Lindsay. We tangent a lot here on the show.
Yeah, I know.
No, you were just as bad as the rest of us. When it comes to, we start talking about things and you go off on a tangent. So don't give us that looking down on us eyes. You're just as bad.
I was told toys the entire time.
I know.
We're talking about toys.
But the entire
time. Well, the last one I'm going to put on here, you're probably going to all think I'm a nerd.
What's that?
But my read-along cassette tapes. But
Teddy Ruxpin?
No! I was terrified of Teddy Ruxpin with many, many other children.
Do you not know what Teddy Ruxpin is?
No! That's why my hand is up.
Don't bother. Tell us about your toys, okay. Please.
Well, I mostly put this on here because it came with the cool little Fisher-Price like cassette player that was just the basic of the basic. It had your stop, eject, play, fast forward, rewind, and record. And the record was the best part because some of the tapes were blank on the backside. And I thought I was cool because I'd put the player up to the TV and record theme songs from my cartoons. So I'd have DuckTales and Rescue Rangers on a cassette tape and could play it whenever I wanted to.
You know what makes me sad about that is that she was doing that as a kid. And that's what you're supposed to do.
Uh-huh.
Me, I was recording Dennis Miller episodes on HBO with my like cassette player so I could listen to it on bus rides in school. I had a messed up childhood, but it makes for an entertaining show.
I just recorded cassette tapes on a mixtapes, and then I would listen to those on the bus.
Dalton's looked up Teddy Ruxpin. What did you think?
That's creepy. I didn't have to do that. I was able to use YouTube and Napster.
Do you guys ever have any of those books where you had like the pen that you could read the words with?
No. I had the old school version. Like, I had my cousins handed down, we had the cassette ones and the records that you had the books that you just flipped through and read along. And then there were these other books that were probably the predecessors to those. Like, it didn't read the writing, but on the page it had a little record and you basically put this needle thing on it.
I never even saw anything like that.
And then it did page to page.
See, what I had was the books that was like, it was a book and there was like a little electrical component next to it. And like, it would be like a little icon. And every time you see that icon, you hit the button.
Oh, the ones on the side that would just make the noise.
So right whenever I started Hastings, there was a Barney one.
Oh no.
And the batteries were going out. And this is whenever Eric was the manager. Yeah. So he was just like, well, it sounds like Barney's in a sex dungeon with a ball gag in his mouth. And that's how they initiated me into Hastings to realize if I could hang or not.
I still have a Sailor Moon one that Mimi gave me for my collection. It doesn't have batteries, but I have a Sailor Moon.
But yeah, so like
I've never seen those.
Really?
No.
Oh, they were huge in the 90s. Like they had them for everything.
Well, you were Transformers. You were 20 at that point.
To be fair, the 90s were kind of a blur to me because I don't know.
You just have a bad memory.
Yeah. Must be my old age, Dalton.
Yeah.
Must be my old age.
Well, you were in your like 20s back in the day.
It's 90s, a shame,
right?
You'll never see 25.
Yeah, you made that joke a minute ago and didn't land, and it didn't land this time either.
It's not supposed to land. It's a fact.
To be fair, I forgot the joke the first time.
Because he's so old.
And I had a whole bunch of toys that I know you guys won't know what they are, so I didn't even bother with them.
Name them. Name
them. Smushies?
One. Nope. Keep going on the list.
Wasn't that one of the cast members of the Jersey Shore?
No.
That one worked. Yay.
Lady Lovely Locks.
I know Lady Lovely Locks.
Because of me.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah. Well, you guys know She-Ra. Popples.
Yeah, I know Popples.
Funny enough you mentioned that because we had a bunch of responses to this and Sam Lowry actually said Popples.
I love the old Popples. The new things are not Popples.
Dalton's looking up Popples, and I hope he shows it to me because I have
Popples
no idea what it is
1980s.
Either. Here's some more fan response though, because like I said, we got a bunch of these. We'll go through real quick, and then we got to get the hell out of here.
No, we don't.
Jared Davis said I had a Buzz Lightyear action figure and a Woody doll
that worked to infinity and beyond.
It worked exactly like they did in the movies, and I really love those. I made my mom write my name on the feet so that Chicken Man or that prick Sid couldn't snatch me. Show it to me, Dalton.
That was actually like
I have the pink one.
I still don't know what
that's still like one of the tattoos I want to get.
A Popple?
No, Andy on the bottom of my
That thing is, I can name all of those.
Bobby K. Seaver said Barbie was my favorite. I doubt anyone is surprised. I'm not. Zach Price, our old co-host, says, do rocks and sticks count?
Yes.
That's legit all my brothers and I had.
I thought his family was like fairly well off. Yeah.
Maybe he just really enjoys sticks.
I mean, we played with rocks and sticks too.
Well, yeah, but we threw them at each other.
We threw them in the pond at the ducks.
Nah, that was significantly less. Wait a minute.
That sounds shitty.
You're a bad person.
You're a bad person. Speaking of bad people, Nate Smith said I had a bucket full of cars, including my favorite, the Mystery Machine from Scooby-Doo. I also had a number of Marvel action figures that I always like to stick up my own ass.
Wait a minute. I think we're ad-libbing now. Wait a minute. There's no way you had a bucket full of cars. That last part's true.
Hunter Hendricks says Black Suit Spidey, and he did it with the Dancing Man, so I appreciate that.
Ooh, I just got that one like last week, the Black Suit Spidey.
That's one toy I had before Dalton.
Ooh. Joey Poole says this dude, and it's a duck named Murduck. Here, it's a late 90s bath toy. Lindsay, you tell me.
Murduck.
Yeah, electronic talking Murduck. Late 90s bathtub toy talked as well. Said clever things that any duck would say, like, you quack me up, and I like quackers and milk. Chelsea Shutt, old friend Chelsea, said, I had this red dragon that was so cool. It has posable arms, legs, mouth, wings, everything. Played with it so much, we had to tape its neck up. That's what we had to do to my dad after the stroke. I've had it so long, my daughter used to play with it. Then it got gross, and we had to throw it away. I've never been able to find that dragon or the other dragons in the collection online or any other stores. Mimi Sheffer says, mine was Sonic the Hedgehog comic books. I had a ton of those, too. Love the Sonic. And the Mario comics. Remember the old Nintendo comics?
I do.
Those were great. Asa Gray, our old friend from Pro Wrestling Unscripted, amongst other things, says, I've always loved Legos. I've never been very good at building things outside of the directions, but the minifigs and the sets have always been cool. Also, I don't know if I would have been as big a fan of Batman and the Ninja Turtles if I didn't have the extensive collection of action figures that I had to make them battle in Epic Wars against the Power Rangers and X-Men. Finally, my WWF figures and ring. Putting on intricate stories and matches at my great-grandma's house was a favorite pastime of mine, plus my first exposure to wrestling was an Undertaker action figure. I think mine was an old Jake the Snake figure, like one of those old ones that, like, it's like you move his arm and he stomps or something, you know?
Oh, they just did a re-release of those, like with modern wrestlers, because they're like, oh, people will buy them at $10 a piece.
Speaking of wrestling, Chad Green, you know Chad, said, dude, the wrestling pillow buddies from back in the day.
The
pillow pal.
The DVT Dallas Vintage Toys, the ones that store I always talk about.
Yeah.
They are Instagram. They actually got a Lex Luger and Hulk Hogan in today.
Like legit ones?
Yeah, the pillows, yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Shelby Comer's picture popped up and now won't go away. There it is. Mike Branham says, it may not be a toy, but I was lucky, and when I was young, that dad had a computer. Games like Indiana Jones and the Fate of Atlantis. You're still talking about that. And EcoQuest. Point-and-click adventures from LucasArts and Sierra were the best. I had a bunch of those. Mostly playing educational games like Math Blaster and Gizmos and Gadgets.
Math Blaster.
That's like
the Smart Blaster.
No, it's not.
I remember Math Blasters.
We had those at school.
Wesley also had Putt-Putt Goes to the Moon.
Hand-me-down games from my older cousins like Diablo and the Hellfire expansion, hell yeah, and Doom 95. Countless hours spent on it. I even remember trying to start my DOS Ninja Turtles games and having to have my dad do it because I was too young to figure out DOS.
I'm so happy he acts like he likes Ninja Turtles. We had TurtleCon and he didn't show up.
He didn't show up for it.
Yeah.
He also said Stretch Armstrong, which looks terrifying after I looked up a picture of him.
Oh yeah, those are creepy.
My older brother had one. It broke.
And they're real gross when they break.
Yeah, they remake them like once every 4 years.
Stretch Armstrong, he kind of looks like the stuff that they use to make their pecs bigger now. What is it, Jesse? The
synthol. Yeah.
That's pretty much how they make
it. He looks like the Iranian Hulk.
Yeah. Kevin Schenkelberg says, Game Boy Bomberman. Hell yeah. Shelby Comer says, I played with my wiener a lot.
Wait, what? That's a bit.
No, he really put that.
Jesus. This is why we can't have nice things.
This is why it's after dark.
After dark. Aaron Picard said I had some Aaron Picard, the MVP of the online peanut gallery, said I had some G.I. Joes, Transformers, Ninja Turtles, Voltron.
Yay!
And Legos when I was little. I also liked Redino, I don't know what that is, and playing with sticks.
We had the Voltron cats, but they were Barbie's cats. We didn't actually play with the mech.
Sticks were fun. I had some Hot Wheel sized airplanes too, mostly fighters because fighters are the coolest thing ever, especially World War II warbirds. And then John Volkerding just said these guys, and it's a picture of like the Turtles blimp, and I think Jesse just made Dalton throw up.
I see a picture of Street Sharks underneath.
The Technodrome. Spoilers,
Street Sharks, yes.
Dalton's still over there throwing up. You must have had that same flu your dog had. He's going to start pooping everywhere.
Oh.
He's leaving a trail. Oh. Ali Abear says, I really enjoyed the craft toys like Shrink-a-Dinks.
Oh, yes.
Dom's leaving. He's back.
I always wanted Shrinky Dinks, and I never got them.
And the plastic beads.
I also really wanted those.
You would iron, and they would melt together. I don't know what those are.
Perler beads. Perler beads. Yeah. Yep.
Cody Jones says, if you ain't talking Street Sharks, then I ain't trying to hear it.
Street Sharks. Street
Sharks. Dom, do you remember Street Sharks?
Yeah. Street Sharks were awesome.
My cousin, Ryan Casper, says, anything Ninja Turtles, Hot Wheels, and Nerf? Yeah. Ethan Craig Miles, our old buddy Ethan, said I had multiple colored Yoshi Beanie Babies when I was a kid. I played with those a lot. Kaz's wife, Daisy Jane, she said Littlest Pet Shops.
Yay! Oh, gosh, I had so many Littlest Pet Shop and Puppy in my pocket figures.
And then Dalton Peters, different Dalton, said mine was the Rangers, Power Rangers. That and Digimon.
Digimon.
Whoa!
Digimon.
Somebody said Digimon. I like Digimon. I just didn't have any Digimon toys.
I had a Gomomon figure.
I had a couple of them.
To be fair,
and we
had
the Werguruumon figure,
they did.
Too.
They did have the power.
I love Werguruumon. He was my favorite.
All right, so that's going to do it for us tonight. A lot of talk about toys. Look, Don, we talked for almost an hour about toys.
No.
Because we're at an hour and 20 minutes.
We did an hour and 20 minutes? What is wrong with us?
We like toys.
This is what happens when we reboot something. It's the same thing that it was before. Oh, it's just like Hollywood. This is why you don't reboot things.
We didn't reboot Tanner Thursday. This is the newer version. Like, this is basically, this is the new Power Ranger. No, that's a reboot. This is,
it's almost like a reboot. It's like Spider-Man 3 and then they did Amazing Spider-Man. What's and, like, now it's like Spider-Man
so
Homecoming.
So what about reboot?
Because it's the same thing that we always do.
Jesse got my joke.
Here's Dalton. Show. Here's Dalton. Uh-huh. What's the reboot show? You're old. I grew up with good shows like Dora. And
it's hard to go back and watch reboot with how far computer animation's come. Oh, my gosh.
You are not wrong.
Other shows Dalton watched when he was a kid. Law & Order SVU.
Yeah. My dad was very weird.
It's a good show.
We're at an hour 20. I think we can call
it. Yeah, we got to get out of here. Thank you guys for listening. We'll be back on Sunday with Nerd Up. Jesse, what do you got on tap for us?
Man, I don't know.
We don't find out until 2 minutes before the show.
It's too early.
There's some Injustice stuff. There's some Overwatch stuff.
Nightwing still has to put him on the spot. All right. Now, I know you're not going to do it after this show, but if you want to support us, go to patreon.com/Podzilla1985. Look up Podzilla1985 on Redbubble. Buy some merchandise. We got some new PWU shirts coming out that's looking fantastic. Go to Podzilla1985.com. Catch up on all the old episodes. And go on Facebook. Look us up, Podzilla1985, and give us a like and...
If you're bored, go check out Blogzilla 1985.
Yeah, we write stuff on there. That's going to do it for us. We'll see you on Sunday. Have a good night, Dalton. Fuck you.